Deco Retro program here on Planet FM. We will bring you interesting interviews, updates of future deco, modern, retro, and other related events. Also the stories that celebrate New Zealand's history and its people, as well as book reviews and other snippets capturing the glamour and fascination of a bygone era.
Deco Retro, Deco Retro.
Good afternoon, listeners. I'm Philippa, and today we're going on a musical road tour through the American heartland, based on Carl Dufresne's fascinating book, A Road Tour of American Song Titles, from Mendocino to Memphis, published in 2016. A well-respected New Zealand feature writer and columnist, Carl Dufresne grew up in Hawke's Bay, and like most young New Zealanders in the 1960s, listened to songs about American towns and cities. He came to appreciate how vividly American popular music is imbued with a sense of place. In the introduction to his book, he says, "I wanted to delve into the background of those songs and reveal something about the places that inspired them." So Carl and his wife, Jolanta, set out on an odyssey to explore the American heartland and visit the places that inspired those memorable songs. Sadly, today there will only be time to play a few of those songs. I should also mention that when Carl told an expensively dressed Texan woman that they planned to include Abilene, Amarillo, and Saginaw on their tour, she was horrified and told him that they were going to the armpit of America. Even their son, a longtime U.S. resident, commented dryly, "Well, at least you won't be bothered by tourists." Undeterred, Carl and Jolanta set off and altogether undertook three road trips that took them to 24 towns and cities. So, let's hit the road. First stop, New Orleans. Carl found New Orleans a city soaked in music and unrivaled for sheer color and character. A city that, despite Hurricane Katrina in 2005, still revels in sensual pleasure in all its forms, as epitomized by its two-week Mardi Gras carnival. According to singer-songwriter Randy Newman, New Orleans has a carefree, careless quality to it, largely attributed to ethnic influences, notably French and African, and also its location on the edge of the Caribbean, with which it shares a predilection for spicy food and mystical rituals known as voodoo. And of course, it is legendary for its unique style of jazz, with the likes of Louis Armstrong, who helped popularize it with white audiences. But today, we're going to hear one of New Orleans' most revered residents, Fats Domino, now in his late 80s, singing "Walking to New Orleans," released in the mid-1960s.
"This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm going to need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New Orleans, suitcase in my hand. Now ain't that a shame? I'm leaving here today. Yes, I'm going back home to stay. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. You used to be my honey. Time
Recorded in 1969, Jimmy Webb's song Galveston was a number four hit in the US for Glen Campbell. Galveston occupies a low-lying island on the coast of the Gulf of Mexico, 100 kilometers southeast of Houston, Texas. Famous for its casinos and amusement parks in the 1930s, the Galveston foreshore has an almost Riviera-like atmosphere, and with its sandy beach, it seems the archetypal resort city. Tragically, Galveston suffered the deadliest natural disaster in American history when a hurricane struck in 1900. Thousands died, and in fact, so many people died that the authorities were unable to bury all the victims, so they loaded them onto barges and dumped them at sea, only for most of the bodies to wash ashore. The city has never fully recovered. Many streets are empty, and once grand southern mansions look forlorn and neglected. In 36 degree heat, downtown Galveston retains a sleepy, faded southern charm. In this melancholy song, a young soldier longs to return home from the war to the wind, waves, and seabirds of Galveston, and also the girl he left behind.
I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston. I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water. To see, and is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying. Before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston, at Galveston.
Next stop is El Paso, Texas. We're in sparsely populated desert country now, on an almost deserted highway. El Paso has a reputation as a dangerous city. Close to downtown is a major border crossing between the U.S. and Mexico. Because of its lawlessness, El Paso was once known as the six-shooter capital. Few towns are more indelibly associated with a song than El Paso. There really is a Rose's Cantina that stands on the western outskirts of town. Marty Robbins grew up in poverty in Phoenix, Arizona. He'd been raised on stories of the American West told by his grandfather, a former Texas Ranger, Stories that were to inspire his biggest hit, El Paso, recorded in 1959, at a time when the popularity of Western themes in movies, television, and songs was at its zenith. It tells the story of a young cowboy's fatal infatuation with a bewitching dark-eyed girl named Felina.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down put his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride. Just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left ride a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for. One little kiss and Felina, goodbye.
Phoenix is a sprawling city in the Sonoran Desert, surrounded by bare rocky mountains. It is the sixth largest city in the U.S. To an outsider, Phoenix doesn't appear to have much to recommend it, apart from the warm, dry climate and some striking modernist architecture. Arizona is staunchly Republican and sets itself apart by refusing to observe daylight saving. By the time I get to Phoenix is another place song written by Jimmy Webb and is a lament for a relationship that has come to a painful end. The singer has quietly slipped away in the night, leaving a note and driven east. Recorded in 1967, this song became a hit for Glen Campbell. Born in 1936 into a poor sharecropping family in rural Arkansas, one of 12 children, Glen learned to play on a $5 Sears Roebuck guitar, given to him on his 4th birthday.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door, and she'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. And by the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that bell keep on ringing over the wall, and that's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low. Lord, and she'll cry just to be. I really need her. Though time and time I try to tell her so, she just didn't know that I would really go. No, she didn't know I'd go.
Apparently, those tight-fitting suits encrusted with rhinestones, favored by everyone from Hank Williams to Elvis Presley, were called nudie suits and were named after their creator, Ukrainian-born tailor Nudie Cohn. So let's hear another Glen Campbell hit in 1975, Rhinestone Cowboy.
So long, you know, just singing some good old songs. Why, I know every crack in the dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and the nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I want to be where the light is shining on me, like a don't mind the rain, and a smile can hide all the pain. But you're down when you're riding that train that is taking the long way. But friends, you can dream of the things you'll do with a subway token or a dollar tucked inside your shoes. There'll be a load of compromising on any road to your horizons. So why not be where the light is shining on thee? Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. The rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people.
Now, here's another Jimmy Webb song, and one of my favorites, Wichita Lineman, recorded by Glen Campbell in 1968.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. Wichita lineman is still on the line. You
ever been to New Orleans. It's the hottest city you've ever seen. Gotta love them red beans. You gotta love them fuzzy greens. In this city called New Orleans. If you're not from New Orleans, let me hear you scream. Hope you're feeling much better now, like my homies feel. When you're feeling down and out, and you feel there's no way out, you get dropped off in New Orleans.
Today, listen every second Wednesday of the month at 2:10 p.m. or download us anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/DecoRetro. And we would like to thank our sponsors, Club Moderne, Art Deco Society Auckland. We will keep you informed of all future exciting and glamorous events to be held by Club Moderne. For more information, email judith.moore650@gmail.com. That's judith.moore650@gmail.com. Bye for now.